the thing about it is, right, there's a man we talk to, and we only ever speak to him in extremes. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
It's either very, very good or very, very bad.
And the last time we were talking to him, it was very, very bad. Let's be honest about it. We were talking to him in the depths of winter, I think.
Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Alan, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm very warm, but I'm okay.
Good to know. Good to know. You're looking after yourself, are you, in these... Does it make a blind bit of difference to you, right, as Mr. Carlo Weather, whether or not it is very, very good or very, very bad? Like, is there ever a busy time for a weatherman?
Well, you only seem to ring me when it's either very bad or very good. So I only get to talk to you when it's one extreme or the other. But yeah, I often have what I call is boring weather, where nothing's happening really. But we seem to get less and less of that, more and more of the extremes.
Yeah, you're more and more in demand. And this stuff, I mean, this put it in a bit of context for us, Alan, right? This what we're experiencing at the moment, how is it in terms of a normal Irish weather history, if you know what I mean? Are we talking landmark stuff yet?
Not quite, but we're going to get close to it. So the temperatures are actually going to increase a little bit now, even further. If you thought the furnace couldn't get any hotter, well, it is about to get hotter. So it's going to get up to 30 degrees today, but it could even hit 31 tomorrow, and it could go slightly above 31 tomorrow and Thursday. So the all-time record for July is 32.3 degrees from 2006. So we're going to get quite close to that, but maybe not just break the record, but certainly very close to it. And this is an unusually warm spell. I mean, we've had them, I think, if I remember back to my teenage years, 1995 was probably the best summer I ever remember, when we had over 30 degrees for over 2 weeks, actually. So it is very unusual, but we have seen it before. 2018 was the last time we kind of had a spell like this. If you remember, after Storm Emma and the Beast from the East, we had a real warm, hot summer as well. So it is unusual, but not just record-breaking just yet.
Yeah, but that's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, the feedback you're getting, are people happy with this, or are you getting a lot of the, it's too hot? You know, the, it's too hot.
Yeah, well, I'm one of those, BJ.
No!
Oh, my God! Shock horror!
I put up a poll on Twitter asking, you know, was it too hot? And it was yes, no, or stop complaining. And the stop complaining had 44% of the votes, so...
Wow, so it's a lot of people, most people then you're saying are saying it's a bit too hot for them.
No, most people are saying stop complaining.
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon.
Most people are like you, PJ. They don't want to hear anything but good news.
Yeah, I would have thought, Alan, to be honest, you'd be a mega weather nerd, that as long as it was an extreme, you'd be happy.
Yeah, no, I'd much rather minus 20 than 30, to be honest with you. I'm a snow baby.
Minus 20 rather than plus 30. Oh, wow. That's a shocker. So listen, what's the story? I mean, I know you tell us all the time you speak to you that you can't be, you know, you can't, there's no crystal ball for guaranteeing stuff into the future. But realistically, what can you tell us about how long we're going to get and how things might roll out over the rest of the summer?
Yeah, well, it's going to continue warm and dry really up to the end of the week. There could be the odd little shower kicking off in the afternoon in the North Midlands today and tomorrow, but generally dry up to Friday. Small risk of showers on Friday, but there's a low-pressure system coming up on Friday and into the weekend. And the good news for us, and the bad news is for the English, is the rain is coming home because it's going to head for England. So it looks like we're going to miss a lot of the rainfall now at the weekend. Temperatures will drop back a little bit, especially in the east. So where you are in the east coast there, it will drop back a little bit. So if, like me, you are feeling it's a little bit too hot and the solar panel head that I have is overheating, then it's going to drop back a little bit at the weekend, thankfully. But yeah, next week then looks a little bit uncertain. Probably going to hold mainly dry for Monday and Tuesday, and temperatures still maybe 23, 24 degrees. And after that, well, it's a bit of an any man's guess, really. There is a risk of unsettled weather, but we could see some high pressure coming back again around the middle to the end of next week.
Wow.
So the only problem is we'll have people doing rain dances because we're starting to lack the rainfall now. So we're never happy. You know.
How does that actually happen? To be honest with you, how does that happen that a nation that gets so much rain, literally, you get a bit of a spell and suddenly it's like, oh, there's no water left?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, well, see, the problem is it comes in kind of, I suppose, big waves. We had a very dry April, we had a very wet May, and then June and July haven't been too wet. And if you ever fly into Spain, which I haven't done now in a long time, you'll notice that they have all these reservoirs and all the water that's sitting on top of the mountains. We just don't seem to hold enough of it, really. So it gets washed away and gets goes into the rivers and flows away. And then come summertime, we're all trying to worry about where the water's going to come from.
Trying to avoid PJ watering his plants and whatnot.
Yeah.
Have you ever watered a plant ever? Just a matter of interest.
No, I accidentally dropped a cactus into the sink once, but that was about it. Other than that, it's mostly what I see with the water waste is just people with the paddling pools and all that sort of carry on. Yeah.
Listen, Alan, always a pleasure, particularly a pleasure when you're talking about plus 30 degrees, that's for sure. Listen, take care of yourself, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, can't wait till the snow comes and I get to talk to you again.
Go way over that, you.